Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. If the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? Almost 13% of Americans struggle with the fear of flying and would rather drive, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. When people are asked why they have a fear of flying, the answer is almost always found in a fear of losing control. While driving a car is much more dangerous, that steering wheel in front of us gives us a false sense of security and an illusion of control. It is easy to find a false sense of security in the laws of God. The Ten Commandments, engraved in letters on stone with their "you shall" and "you shall not," provide an illusion of control. If I can love God a little more and stop hating others the way I do, then God will love me and I will be safe. The commandments allow us to be in charge, and we foolishly think that if we are in charge, that we will be safe. The reality is that if we were in charge, we would create a lot of accidents. We may try our best, but we can never obey those commandments perfectly and consistently. We all put ourselves in danger by recklessly disobeying what God said to do through Moses, and it leads only to death. God provided a better way, but it would mean that we would need to turn over control to Him. He would send Jesus to obey the commandments perfectly in our place. It would not be our own obedience or control, but the obedience of Christ that would land us safely in heaven. This ministry is uncovered for us by the Holy Spirit of God, and it brings righteousness that comes by faith. It is nothing we are in control of, but is a gift that only God gives. It can be difficult to give up control, but God has provided a better way for our salvation than obedience to the Ten Commandments. Letting Jesus be in control, we find something far more glorious. He has obeyed the commandments in our place and freely gives us salvation as a gift. Holy Spirit, lead me to trust not to my own obedience of the commandments, but to the more glorious work of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.